Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. This is a really quick survey, and we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. And how likely are you to vote in this November's elections for president and governor? You're very likely, somewhat
very likely.
Thank you so much. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Would you say excellent, so good, not so good, or poor?
It's pretty poor.
I understand. When it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Number one, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. In his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Statement two, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Which statement do you agree with more?
Two.
Thank you so much. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Let's start with
I think all politicians are full of shit.
Understand.
They're just messing with our lives.
Understand.
Really
let's start with Lori Bacout. For you, is favorable or unfavorable?
I don't keep up with the little stuff.
What about Don Davis? Is favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. The next one is Roy Cooper.
I think he's doing pretty good.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
He's a piece of work.
Would you say very unfavorable then?
Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is Kamala Harris.
She's all right.
It is somewhat favorable or very favorable to you?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last one, Joe Biden.
I think he has dementia and he needs to go somewhere.
Okay,
unfortunately, we don't have really good opportunities with that level.
And would you say that it's unfavorable then?
I think he's got dementia.
Understand.
Took care of my mom for 30 years, and she had dementia the last 10. And I really do think she's sick.
Understand. And well, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, ma'am. If this year's election for North Carolina governor were held today, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, Mark Robinson, the Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress from your area will be today, would you vote for Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Bacout, Republican, or Tom Bailey, Libertarian?
I'll probably just go straight Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much.
Do
you understand? And do you belong to a credit union? Yes or no?
Say that again. I was coughing.
It's okay. Do you belong to a credit union? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you so much. And what is, do you consider yourself to be male, female?
I'm a lady.
Thank you, ma'am. Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 1839, 40, 54, 55?
Oh, you have those. I hear you, puppy.
Okay. Yeah, I have a dog.
What kind of puppies
Sorry
do you have,
that.
Babies?
It's a mix. It's a mix of brand. I don't know. I don't really know what type
Those
of brand.
Those make the best time. I rescue
Yeah,
dogs,
I know.
And then I fix them and then get them to the next permanent home, forever home.
Yes. Thank you for that. Ma'am, do you consider yourself to be African-American or black?
No, I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay. So do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No. I'm
no.
White.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you member or either the military services
no.
or retired military? Okay. Thank you.
No military.
Let me ask you. Answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. Let's start with Fubo.
What did you say the first one was?
Answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. Let's start with Fubo.
Hulu?
Yes.
No, I don't get Hulu.
No,
I watch Roku and Pluto and I have a Roku TV, so what comes with that is what I have.
So let me ask you about Fubo, F-U-B-O. Do you use it?
F-B-O?
F-U-B-O, Fubo.
Fubo, no, I don't.
Okay. What about Sling TV?
Say it again.
Yeah, Sling TV.
Land TV?
Yes, ma'am.
No. I don't
okay. What about one. Paramount Plus?
If it costs money, I don't look at it, so.
Understand. What about ESPN Plus?
Nope.
Okay, and last one, YouTube TV or Disney Plus? No.
YouTube.
Okay, YouTube, yes. Okay, thank you. Well, with this concludes our service, ma'am. Thank you very much for your kindness helping me with this question. Hope that you enjoy the rest of your day and get well soon, okay?
You too. What's your puppy's name? What's your dog's name?
Oh, she's Maya. M-A-Y-A.
Maya.
Yeah, Maya.
Oh, that's sweet. Maya. Okay. You have a good day, dear.
You too. Take care, ma'am. Bye.